Welcome to Send Me On My Way. I'm your host, Audrey Dean Kelly. And on this podcast, we're going to talk about everything from music to pop culture to reality TV to pretty much whatever I want. So let's get into it. Happy Sunday, y'all. The internet is abuzz this morning. Everybody's talking about Lana Del Rey's nuptials to not Jermaine Dupri. Why do I keep wanting to call this guy Jermaine Dupri? It is Jeremy Dufresne, the alligator tour guide from Louisiana. Man, did this guy win the lottery. I mean, good for them. Congratulations, y'all. And I just feel like so many people are getting it wrong about what they're saying about this marriage. Like, so many of her fans are coming on and they're like, wow, Lana is so committed to the bit. Guys, this is not a bit. I hate to break it to you. Like, she's in love. This is a soul love connection. I have no doubt in my mind. And, you know, I did some digging on Lana Del Rey this morning because I think that I have kind of gotten her all wrong this time. Because what a lot of people are saying is that, A, that she grew up in Manhattan, which is incorrect. She was born in Manhattan, but actually Miss Lana Del Rey grew up in Lake Placid. Now, for those of you that are not from New York, I think you guys might hear that someone is from New York State and immediately think that that is the same thing as being from New York City. And I'm here to tell you, it's very different. It is very different. Lake Placid is very, very, very different from Manhattan. And look, I'm not saying it's the same as Alabama, but it's a more rural area than even where I grew up in North Little Rock. So, you know, granted, a lot of people go there in the summers. They have these beautiful lake houses. So there is a very wealthy population in Lake Placid. But in general, the people who live there year round, it is not, it's not Manhattan, that's for sure. And so when Lana Del Rey first came out, there was talk in the industry, at least I heard these rumors back then, that her first album, like her first music video and everything, her dad like funded all of this money into her music career. And like in hindsight, I think that narrative was probably created by some just jealous assholes who were salty that she made it, because I did some more digging. And while, yes, Miss Lana Del Rey's father did end up becoming successful, her mother was a school teacher, and apparently he didn't get successful as like an entrepreneur in domains until later on in her life. So the narrative that she grew up as like this Blair Waldorf Manhattanite, we've been getting that wrong. And I also got this wrong because, believe it or not, my best friend and old roommate went to boarding school with Lana. And they used to call her Lake Placid Lizzie. I've heard all about her. But that boarding school, Kent, that she went to, actually, my uncle also went there. It is one of the most prestigious boarding schools in the country. So her affiliation with that boarding school made me always think, and especially the narrative that her father had, you know, bought her music career back in the day, made me think that she came from a lot of money and that she grew up very, very wealthy and that, you know, that, yeah, this would be a bit. That is why I understand why some people are coming on here and saying like, oh, she's into the poor core because it's the antithesis of what she grew up with. And I don't think that's the case. You know, I think she really meshed with this guy. I mean, shit, I don't know. They've been dating for a month. I believe they met a few years ago though. But yeah, I mean, according to the internet, she's been with this guy for a month. And sorry, I need to backtrack though, back to the boarding school thing, because the other thing I found out with through my research was that she actually went to Kent because she was battling alcoholism. And her uncle worked at Kent and helped her get in at a discount. So like that framework, knowing that like most of the kids that go to Kent are very, very wealthy, that they just are. That also kind of shifted the reality of the narrative for me. But back to this idea of the bit and poor core. Yeah, I really don't think that's the case. I think Lana has been, you know, recording her album in Alabama, which all these people are talking about her being down in Alabama, like it's so random. And like, look, if you don't know about the history of the music industry, sure, recording in Muscle Shoals, Alabama might seem random, but anybody who knows the history of the music industry in the South knows that that place in Alabama has some of the richest history of music culture since like the 60s. And some of our favorite albums, you know, Americana albums that we've grown up with, were recorded in Muscle Shoals. God, I mean, Sweet Home Alabama, Muscle Shoals, he's got the Swamp Brothers. I think that's what he's saying. Yeah, they've been known to sing a song or two. Yes, they do. Yeah, that's what they're talking about. So, if you're not familiar with the history of Muscle Shoals, I believe there's a really good documentary about it, but I'm sure there are probably like 30 documentaries about it, but that's why she's down there. So I am excited for the music that's coming out next. And I'm happy for her. I think that this is a real love. And what's interesting, actually, is even this guy's ex-fiance of 12 years has come out of the woodwork, I think, in the past 24 hours. And this woman has come out. Okay, first of all, this guy was engaged for 12 years. That is a long ass time to be engaged. Like, man, if I had been engaged to a guy for 12 years and we broke up and he married like one of the biggest pop stars in the world, I would be so pissed. I would be salty as hell, man. And that is not what this woman has come out. She has come out saying that he's a great guy. He has so much love in his heart. He's a giver, and that she's so happy that he's finally in a relationship where someone will be giving to him because he deserves it. Like, if we need to know anything else about this guy, I think the fact that his ex-fiance of 12 years is coming out and singing his praises, I mean, that kind of says something. So yeah, I think it's for real. The other thing is like, look, I mean, one of my favorite quotes from Cher is she's like, I'm my own rich husband. And I mean, baby, that is the goal. Let me tell you, that's the goal. That's my goal. I want to be my own rich husband. I don't need a husband. I'm good. I want to make my own money and I want to buy myself whatever I want. And if I fall in love with an alligator tour guide from Alabama, God damn it, I want to be able to marry him. So yeah, that is like the ultimate freedom as a woman, to be able to marry whoever the hell you want. Like, kudos, girl. You go get it. You go be your own rich husband. And you know what? Congratulations to you and Jermaine Dupri. Jeremy Dufresne. That's right. Our beautiful alligator tour guide. I am excited to see what comes next, but more importantly, I am really excited for the alligator tour guide inspired album, because I think it may be some of the best work that's coming out of Lana Del Rey. Yeah, I hope there is a song about the Waffle House experience, and like, girl, of all the places that you could get a part-time job, like, respect for picking out Waffle House, because that shit slaps. It does. It does. There is nothing better than going to a Waffle House at like 2 o'clock in the morning, getting an all-star breakfast. Actually, one of my favorite old traditions to do was to go to Waffle House either on Christmas morning or Christmas Eve, because everything was closed and we'd go to Waffle House. But yeah, if you guys, because we don't have Waffle House up here in New York. I don't think we have them even close to us, actually. But yeah, if you guys are not familiar with Waffle House, it's really good. So of all the places to work, girl, respect. I love it. And yeah, congratulations. You know, there is some chatter about this guy's political leanings. And to be honest with you, I recorded this whole episode once, and this is the second time I'm recording it because I went into some misinformed states on Lana Del Rey. And I had it in my mind that she was Republican and that she had supported Donald Trump. And I recorded a whole episode. And then, thank God, I fact-checked myself. And I said, girl, you're not going to release that episode. You're going to get on here. You're going to record it again. So here I am. Here's what I'll say. All the research I did, she has not historically come out in support of Donald Trump. She has had some statements about the Capitol riot misinterpreted. She said that we needed him to happen, but then that was taken out of context because what she said right after that was we need to reflect on sociopathy and, I don't know if I'm saying that word right, but narcissism and how he's like shined a mirror on the worst parts of our culture. So like in that respect, I think it's pretty clear that she fucking hates this guy. But what a lot of people are talking about today is the fact that people are saying Jeremy is a Republican and that he's a Trump supporter. And I mean, I'm not going to confirm that on here, but I would not be surprised. And I think that's why people now are wanting her to come out and kind of be clear on her own stance. But yeah, I don't know what her political leanings are, so I'm really not going to speculate beyond that. Like, look, people marry people who have completely opposite ideals as them. Do I recommend that? No, not so much. But, you know, shit, it happens. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think about that part of it, but I will say I do understand where her fan base is coming from in being concerned that she's marrying someone who seemingly is a Donald Trump supporter because, look, she's got a huge LGBTQ fan base. They want her to clearly support, you know, a candidate who's not actively threatening their rights. I mean, forget just LGBTQ. As a woman, as a female, I'm offended by anyone in this election who is supporting Trump because of what he has done to me as a woman, to every woman in this country, with setting up the Supreme Court so that Roe v. Wade was overturned. And you know, I don't care what this man will say, whatever the hell he wants to say in each room to get elected. Like, there is no way he's not going to put a national abortion ban. So it is important to us that our pop stars, especially in this election, come out in support. You know, like, we all were waiting for Taylor to do it. And we, I mean, thank God, I'm so grateful. And yeah, I think you are going to see people, and you're already having people online coming out just saying, like, she needs to make it more clear who she supports because it does matter to her community. if you can't look at what happened with Chapel this week, look at the backlash. And I also just want to take a moment to applaud Chapel for canceling her shows, because I think that prioritizing mental health is important and it hasn't always been done with our pop stars. And she is a different brand of pop star that we've ever seen, in the sense that she is not cookie cutter. She is authentic. She is not PR polished. She is saying what she believes. And yeah, it's going to piss some people off. And it did. And she fumbled. I mean, ultimately, thank God, she was like, yeah, I'm going to vote for Kamala. Did she come out and say it in the clearest way with her message? No, but like, again, she is not this cookie cutter pop star. We don't want that anymore. People are tired of that kind of artist. They are. And I think that's why you're seeing Katy Perry really fumble right now, because she is still under that playbook that is not so authentic. And that feels like, I'm just sorry, that Woman's World song, people just didn't resonate with it. And in the era of the Sabrina Carpenters and the Chapel Rowans and Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish and all of these artists that are being really raw and really vulnerable and really just real in their art, you know, like, people connected with Tortured Poets Department because they knew the shit that happened with Mattie Healy. And that was such an honest album. Like, my God, that album, what it helped me through. I'm going to do a whole episode on that, but I am a Swiftie for life. But yeah, you're going to see backlash. You're going to see artists fumble. You are going to see more of this, but you have to see more of this in order to get the albums that we're getting from them now, which is better pop music than we've ever seen in our lives. It is. So if you want really raw, authentic albums and like that are sexual and smart and funny and honest and clever, and if you want all of that from your pop stars, then don't be surprised when you get some realness in their response. And why don't we celebrate that instead of eviscerating them? Why don't we encourage them to find their voice? Because like, ultimately what Chappie was saying was like, obviously, I support Kamala, but what I'm trying to say is that you should find the answers on your own. Now, people had a problem with this because, look, one side is way worse than the other. And her fans want to know that, you know, she's supporting their rights. And, like, obviously she is. She didn't handle it well. But, look, I think this is the future of our pop artist, and I think it's a good thing. And I think we need to get away from this like cancel culture so quickly, where someone says something wrong and we're like, forget them. You know, it's just, unless you're Harvey Weinstein, and then bye bye, bitch. there's a line, but like, yeah, I think it's a good thing. So I think that's all I need to say for today. In general, Lana, congratulations, girl. You are your own rich husband. I wish you and Jeremy Dufresne, a.k.a. not Jermaine Dupri, the best. Go catch some alligators, girl, and come in hot with that next album. And as always, thanks for listening, y'all. Love ya.